Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see it all around you. Good loving, all bad.
We're back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. And my good friend Chuck Martin is with us. Chuck is the author of Mobile Influence. Chuck, is that the new book?
Yes, it is. It's actually the number one e-commerce book in China.
I believe it.
It has been for 13 straight weeks.
I'm not surprised, folks. As I said, as how many times have you heard me say this, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best. Only the best for my audience. MobileFutureInstitute.com, is that how they find you?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so folks, check that out. Chuck Martin has forgotten more about mobile computing than the rest of us will ever know. All right, Chuck, we're talking about this ICANN transfer of power from the government to ICANN of the Internet. And Chuck, what I'd like to remind people about is think back over the last 20 years since the government has been contracting out the management and governance of the Internet. Think back upon all the geopolitical things that have gone on around the world. And yet, there's never been a hint of the U.S. using the Internet for purposes. In other words, we've never adjusted the Internet. Afghanistan's always had access to the Internet. China has had access to the Internet. Russia's had access to the Internet. You see what I mean? We've never used the Internet as a weapon.
That's
even
exactly
though we could,
right.
Even though we could have.
Right.
Now that's, would you call that honest stewardship of a global asset?
Well, that's what it is. Again, it's this independent group that the U.S. just kind of making sure that they're straight on the up and an arrow. So it's not like the U.S. is doing it. There's a group that's doing it that's independent, mm-hmm. and the U.S. is just ensuring that it's being done right.
So think about, Chuck, think about the way the world does business these days. Mostly, I mean, you and I are old enough to remember how. I was telling my young people in my office yesterday, I said, you guys need to be upset about this because you're dependent upon the Internet. I use it all the time. I make my living with it. But I remember making a living without the Internet, Chuck, right?
We both did. That's exactly right.
I mean, if I had to, I could go back. I wouldn't like it, but I could go back. But imagine every business owner, every person who uses Facebook should wake up today and say, what if I didn't have access to this anymore?
Well, it's like, what if you didn't have a mobile phone?
Right. What if you didn't have electricity?
Right.
Isn't it tantamount to that? I mean, it's a major, the Internet is not handy. It's a major utility like electricity or water, isn't it?
Right, exactly right.
And we're about to hand that over to an unknown controller, which I believe, Chuck, I believe there's a pretty good chance it'll wind up in the hands of the UN. What do you think?
Oh my goodness! What a frightening thought.
Remember oil for food with Iraq? If the oil for food program had been handled properly in the 90s by UN, we would never have had to have the Iraqi war.
Right. Well, you have the issues where there are a lot of interests that are not necessarily aligned with the interests of the U.S.
Or anybody who's, I mean, it's not just the U.S., Chuck. There are bad actors out there who would just like to. I mean, why doesn't Putin work and play well with others?
Right. Well, you also could end up with there certainly would be a monstrous bureaucracy without question, and there'd be some internet building that has to get built, and you have hundreds if not thousands of people
right.
working there, and who's going to pay for that? The internet doesn't make money by itself; it would have to be a tax.
Chuck, I don't believe...
That's the big thing from a small business standpoint.
Right,
they're going
right.
to pay for this.
I don't believe, Chuck, that anything, any polling is going to make President Obama change his mind. But I do believe Congress could do something to prevent him from giving up this asset. What do you think? Should we contact our members of Congress about this and get them involved in this?
Well, Congress should probably be involved. I don't know if they've been involved in this process or even the discussion of it. Again, this came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's just all of a sudden that we're giving away the internet. I mean, that's really.
There's got to be a way, though, for them to come up with to say, you know, in other words, he couldn't give away an aircraft carrier without talking to Congress, could he? You know, how could he give away
that's the good point?
Yeah. So I think we need folks. Start reading about this. My article is all about this weekend. If you take my newsletter, and we'll go to my website. Chuck Martin, thank you for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure.
Chuck Martin, ladies and gentlemen. MobileFutureInstitute.com is his website. You'll be glad you went there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.